Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Today or any day, 855-99-37569. Patricia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Bear with me. I'm very nervous.
All right. Well, you'll be okay in a minute, I promise.
Okay. My son did 2 tours in Iraq. We believe he has PTSD, mm-hmm. But he wouldn't admit it. This was 9 years ago when he got out. Just recently found out he's been investigated for child pornography. And just want to know the best way to get through this.
Okay, let me back you up 9 years. How old is your son right now?
He just turned 30.
Okay, is he single or married?
He's single. He's actually divorced.
Okay. Does he have children?
No.
Okay. So he had 2 tours and he's been out for 9 years?
Right.
So he was 21 when he got sprung?
Probably 22. He did 4 years.
Wow. Okay. What symptoms were you seeing 9 years ago that made you think that he might have post-traumatic stress disorder?
He's just always been very withdrawn. He's just keeps to himself, stays home all the time. I think that's one of the reasons he got divorced. He said that they didn't get along, and she also was unfaithful to him.
When was he married?
He was married. He was in the service then. He was young. He was probably 21 when he got married, and they divorced about 5 years later.
So when he got out when he was 21 or 22, so they were together 4 or 5 years?
Yes.
How long had they known each other before they got married?
They were high school sweethearts. They were 15 when they met.
Okay. When you say he was withdrawn, did his behavior, did you see a change in his behavior from when, before he went off at 18 and when he returned at 22?
Somewhat, yes. He's always been very shy and quiet, but he just seemed really depressed.
Did he see anybody about depression?
No, he wouldn't admit it. We kept asking him and he just wouldn't admit it. He says now that he didn't want to worry us.
Has he gotten any help since then?
He's going to now that this has come to light. He's totally, ready to get any help that he can get, and he's very remorseful about it.
He's remorseful about what?
About being caught using, he possessed child porn. He never distributed, he never did anything else. He just looked and deleted, he said.
And how young were the male or female, or do you know?
He said mostly young, like preteen girls.
Does he have any explanation? Did he talk? I mean, I'm not sure that it's necessarily that he would talk to his mom about it, but has he said anything to you about it, about why?
We asked him, and he said he stumbled on it by accident when he was looking at other porn, and he just, every once in a while, would look at it. He said he went 2 years without looking at it, and then he started looking at it again.
Is he being prosecuted? Do you know?
He's just being investigated right now, but we just saw a lawyer, and he said he's sure he will be charged from what he's told him. The lawyer hasn't been able to get any information yet.
Okay. All right. Let me walk you through what we know and what we don't know, all right?
Okay.
First of all, I mean, the good news, and believe it or not, there is, as you've sort of discovered, a certain amount of good news about this, just because the choice of getting some help has now been essentially taken out of his hands, because I'm sure his lawyer will tell him that it will go better for him, that he really needs to voluntarily seek some help. So he's going to get some help, ready or not, regardless of what the motivations were. And that, to a certain extent, is in the larger picture. I know it's hard to call it good news, but it is, because he's not ever going to have, he no longer has the option of saying, well, you know, maybe, maybe not. It's going to be mandated. Either the courts will mandate it, or it's very likely that his lawyer will say, don't be an idiot. The only way to offset this on any level is to get some help. So, right. I mean, that's the good news. And I would make, if I were his mom at this moment, which you obviously are, I would say to him, use this opportunity to get yourself some help. Now, it may be that his therapist will also be part of his defense of saying, here is, and I'll tell you what the therapist is likely to say. Here's a young man who always was very shy, who went off to war as essentially a baby at 18, served in probably one of the most difficult situations that the United States has ever been involved in, and you don't know who your friends are, you don't know who your enemies are, you don't know who you can trust. He gets married to his high school sweetheart, who then is not trustworthy at all. So, and one of the things that we know about child pornography in general is it's seldom about sex, it's often about power. And here's a guy who's felt powerless essentially his whole life. That he was shy when he was a kid. He then went off to war, which in theory is a statement of power, and felt powerless in Iraq. And I think if you talk to any of the soldiers there, if nothing else, American Sniper has certainly brought that to the American consciousness, as it was a situation where the most powerful nation on earth with the most powerful weapons and some of the most powerful soldiers felt powerless. You don't know who to trust. You don't know where the battle lines are. You don't know who the enemies are. And so you're armed and essentially impotent. Then he gets married to somebody he knew when he was essentially a child, when he was 15, who then he can't trust. And most people view child pornography, again, as a way of reverting to an earlier stage. They get stuck at a time where they feel powerful. And certainly for a grown man, looking at a grown woman may bring back all the issues for him about his sexuality, about his wife not being trustworthy, about his own sense of worthlessness, as opposed to looking at a child, which makes him feel that at least I'm in charge here. It doesn't make him feel good about himself, because we're certainly not a society that in any way encourages child pornography. It's certainly exploitive. But you can understand from a psychodynamic standpoint why it would appeal to him. And presumably it appeals to him less on a sexual basis, even though he may, in fact, get erections from doing it, than on a power basis. Because, and obviously with men, the idea of power and sex is not, it's not divorced from one another. And that's presumably what his therapist would say. Now, what's going to happen to him? I don't know what state you live in. I don't know how serious the charges. I don't know anything about it. But the good news is he's going to have to get some help about his feelings about himself, about his depression, about his sense of impotence, and better ways of dealing with it than looking at kiddie porn. So, in terms of what you can do about it, I don't know how much you want to be involved in this. I don't know how much you want to know about his sex life or his sexuality, and I would guess not very much. But what you can say to him is, this is the time to use this lousy situation so that you come out of it the other end better than you went in. Which is better able to deal with your trauma, better able to deal with your sexuality, better able to deal with your sense, your depression, better able to deal with your sense of impotence. In terms, and you got him a lawyer, and I think what you can do in this particular point is, on the one hand, stress that this is an important juncture for him to really address, to really man up in some ways. Not to shoot somebody, but to find out why he felt so unmanly, which is certainly understandable on the one hand, and on the other hand, you can love the warrior without loving the war. Let me put you on hold and talk a little bit more about this when we return. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Patricia, who is not a happy camper today. She has a son who's really had a hard time. It sounds like he may have had a hard time for a long time. He served two tours in Iraq, went off to war when he was a very young man, blew through a marriage, basically. She feels that he suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder, and he's now being investigated for kiddie porn. Do you know, is it local government, federal government? Do you know who's actually investigating him or what the circumstances are?
it's federal, and the lawyer was very concerned about that because he said they're very strict, and he's going to try to get it turned over to the state.
How long ago was your son notified? Did they notify him directly?
Yes, they came and took his computer, and then he went and picked it up at the police station.
And how long ago was that?
Last Thursday, and then they came again Monday and did the same thing. And he was fully cooperative and took a lie detector test and also signed a paper that he did it, and he's willing to cooperate.
Does his lawyer have any sense about what the next steps are going to be?
No, he's just waiting to hear more information. Someone was out of the office, and he hasn't been able to get a hold of any information yet.
The lawyer has not.
Right.
All right, well, you need to stay on your lawyer, because your lawyer's going to have other cases as well, and it's squeaky wheel.
Oh, yeah, we just saw him today.
Okay. Has your son ever been involved in any sexual...
No, he's a great kid, never been in trouble.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, it's not trivial, but it's understandable, unfortunately, that again, I think this is more about power than about sex, but... As your lawyer points out, the laws are pretty strict and pretty unforgiving, and justifiably so, in that they're trying to protect people who essentially cannot protect themselves. And so my guess is that we're talking about a whole different set of penalties, as you point out, that he didn't make it, he didn't buy it, he didn't sell it, and he doesn't indulge in anything except the Internet on it. So I guess we'll have to stay tuned to find out. The other thing I would do at this particular juncture, Patricia, as I said, to reiterate, to number one, emphasize the fact this is an opportunity to make sure that he gets himself in as good psychological shape as possible, number one.
Uh-huh.
Number two, that you love him. Which I'm sure you and your husband do. And number three, I would ask him what I can do to help you. And it's very likely that he's going to say, I don't know. Uh-huh. At which point, does he live with you at this moment?
He wants to. He's staying with us right now, and I was going to ask you if that was a good idea.
Where was he living before?
He has an apartment.
Why does he want to come and live with you?
I just said, I guess you were lonely, and you said, yes, I was.
The problem about it is, this is something I think you and his therapist and he need to talk about together, and obviously your husband, because let's look at it both ways. You're going to feel that he's safer with you than if he's on his own, especially if you think he's a suicide risk, and the two of you may have to talk about that, even though it feels really awful, and it's going to make your stomach hurt, of say, are you a suicide risk? Because if he is, staying with you is not the solution. Because
he says he's not.
Good. Okay. And you need to emphasize to him that if he is, that he needs to tell you or needs to get himself to the hospital, either the VA hospital or the emergency room. Because you can't monitor him 24/7. And unconsciously, it may become a game. The reason to stay with you is not so you can monitor him so he's not suicidal. That makes no sense. Because you're not going to be able to do it. It's just not feasible.
Mm-hmm.
If he's saving money, see, the problem is that it's going to, it doesn't begin to address the problem. That your son tends to be isolated. He's going to be more isolated, not less isolated when he was with you, because he's going to stay in his room. And even if you sort of say, come and have dinner with us, he's going to say, Mom, leave me alone. Not to mention, you're his parents, so that doesn't really count as a social life. If he stays on his own, then maybe he can begin, with his therapist's help, of at least being in a group. Or going out with friends. Or I'm not sure that dating makes any particular sense at this moment. I think it's pretty hard to explain on a first date that you're being investigated for kiddie porn. So I don't know that dating makes some sense. But maybe taking the adult education course. Does he have a job?
He did. He had to quit. They came and took that computer, too, but he had never used it there. He had never looked at porn on that.
So he had a job until last Thursday?
Just a small part-time job. He didn't have very many hours. He worked at an airport, and he didn't get very many hours.
See, It would seem to me that a better solution, and again, this is something for you to ask him about rather than telling him about, than moving home, is to establish to the courts that he's changed his ways, that that he has gainful employment, that he's gone and looked for a job, that he's self-supporting, that he's taken adult education courses, that he's doing volunteer work, obviously not around children. So I'm not sure that moving home solves any of these issues for the short term, let alone the long term. They clearly don't for the long term. And so, maybe even haul down this your discussion from the internet or from drjoy.com in a half hour, then play it for him and say, look, here's your chance, ready or not, to launch the second stage or the third stage of your life in a more productive, more positive fashion than you've done before. Moving home doesn't do that. If we're assuming psychologically that one of the reasons he looks at kiddie porn, two reasons. One is it takes him back to an earlier, simpler time in his life when he was 15 or 14 or 13, where life seemed easier, and that kiddie porn is also about power. So it's those 1-2 punches of regressing sexually, emotionally, psychologically, chronologically, that coming to live at home is part of that regression.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes no sense for the long term, let alone for the short term. The question is he capable of functioning? And it would seem that that's what therapy needs to help him do, is launch a new life for himself that's based on real skills, not holding a gun, not having explosive devices blow up on you, not having a wife who cheats on you, but fashioning a life for himself that he goes forward from. Now, whether he has to pay a penalty for this misstep is unclear at this moment, but presumably he's going to be able to withstand whatever happens. The courts presumably would be much more sympathetic to hear to somebody saying, this is my wake-up call, I'm going to change my life, I'm going to change the situation that allowed this kind of misstep to occur, by being more self-reliant, being more adult-oriented. And I don't know that living at home works on that at all. Let me put you on hold again, because I know I've just sort of thrown a lot at you, and we'll talk some more. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Patricia, who's got a 30-year-old son. Is he your only child, Patricia?
No, I have another son.
How old is he?
He's 25.
Okay. And doesn't have the same issues?
No.
Okay. We're talking about several factors. First of all, post-traumatic stress disorder. We're also talking about federal investigation having to do with visiting kiddie porn sites online. At this moment, he doesn't have a job. And Patricia, as I mentioned, I don't think moving home is a great solution for either the short term or the long term, but it's something that you need to talk with him about and see what he feels. And it does, I don't think it has to be all or nothing. I don't think it has to be either you're completely on your own and you can't come here at all, or you can live here. It may be that you can say, you can always spend the night here if you want, or you can come for Sunday brunch or whatever. We're your parents and we love you. I just don't see where moving home is in any way going to start him on a new phase of his life, convince the courts that he's a different man, help him in his Because, look, who knows what's going to happen? Again, as we point out, he wasn't selling it. He wasn't buying it. He wasn't practicing it. So I don't have any idea what the penalties are likely to be. But let's assume that there's some penalty involved. That more
there,
than...
There is.
Do you know what the range of penalties are?
It's surprisingly 1 to 20 years.
Okay. Presumably covers a whole lot of behaviors that in addition
right.
to looking at porn online. Because I suspect the jails would be even fuller than they are if that was the issue. So let's assume, just for purposes of our discussion right now, which, who knows, that there is some jail time involved. Let's assume that, as opposed to community
uh-huh.
service or house arrest or whatever, or
uh-huh.
supervised, that it's crappy, but it's different than having your entire life with the cloud of depression hanging over you.
Uh-huh.
So... please don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to in any way minimize the problem or minimize the penalties or minimize the fact that it's a crappy situation. But it's not the end of his life. And I think that's
right.
what... So the point... Because right now, presumably he didn't have much control in Iraq. Presumably he felt that he didn't have much... control in high school. They didn't have much control as a kid. They didn't have much control in his marriage. But now is an opportunity for him to decide that I've made some mistakes, I've made some missteps, but I've got the rest of my life. What am I going to do to make the rest of my life work for me in a positive way? And this is going to be the watershed moment. Not that awful things haven't happened, not that there is likely to be some penalty, and not that he will not, that these issues will be part of his ongoing self-definition, but it doesn't have to be the totality of his self-definition, and that's going to be up to him. Not to the courts, not to the therapist, not even to you, but to him, and decide what he's willing to do to make his life better. And that's going to be the dividing moment, and the defining moment.
I have a question.
Sure.
Should I tell my mother? My mother is 90 years old, and I'm concerned she'll read it in the news. Should I tell her, or should
I
tell her?
I might sort of split the difference of saying, you know, Jakey is having some problems, and he's being investigated, and we'll keep you informed.
Okay.
And she may or may not. I mean, I don't know who your mom is at 90, but most people at 90... tend to have a limited memory, so you may...
Her memory's better than mine.
Darn. This is one of those few times where that's not very helpful. Yeah, I mean, I, again, when in doubt, I tend to think... I mean, ordinarily, I'd say I wouldn't tell her anything until we understand, until you have more information, because she really doesn't have much information right now. But
right.
presumably, and maybe that's the thing to do it, do you think you'll have any warning before it hits the newspapers?
I don't know. I really don't know anything.
Well, that's probably what I would ask with the lawyer. And do you have a contact with the feds or not?
No.
Probably not.
I don't believe so. I don't think he does.
Well, I would have. I think that's one of the things that the lawyer should find out. If you're going to have some contact, even if it's, you know, a couple of hours before it hits the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would not tell her if you have that assurance that she'll that you'll know before the newspapers know. Then you can tell her at that moment. I don't know that there's any particular reason to tell her in advance, as you point out, unless you think she's likely to hear from someone else. The other question is how much of an issue is it in the community that there's gossip about it. If she's likely to hear it from somebody else, she's better off hearing it from you. If she's not likely to hear it from anybody else, I'd wait till I had more information. So I don't.
Okay.
I would make the assessment on that basis of what's the likelihood of her hearing about it from one of her friends or the newspaper or television or whatever. And if the likelihood is pretty low, then I'd probably wait till because you don't really have much to tell her right now. You don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
And
right.
And so it's just going to worry her for no payoff, as opposed to saying, you know, Mikey has to go to court in 3 weeks because he looked at porn online. That's a
uh-huh.
very different statement than we don't know. He's being investigated. They took his computer. He's lost it. I mean, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I, that's one of the things that the lawyer should be able to ascertain for you of when what the state of the status of the investigation and the likelihood of it becoming public.
Okay. All right. Well, you've been a big help. You've helped me understand why, the why of it all.
Well, he needs to go back and help, and he, because I can give you the psychological overview, but this is something he needs to take some responsibility for as well and understand it, and understand himself, because the focus, I think, of all of this, all of the ickiness, and there's a lot of icky here, is for him to say, I'm in a moment in my life where I have to decide, can I go, how do I go forward? And that decision can only come from him, because everybody can see what the options are of staying where he is or going backward or just giving up, which are not very pretty. So this is his opportunity to step up to the plate, and it's not an easy plate to step up to. But it's certainly better than any of the alternatives, and will not only put him in better stead for the rest of his life, but also with the feds and with psychologically and with you and the community and everything else. America loves reform centers.
Okay. Yeah, he's agreed to go to the VA now, so that's good.
Well, but you know, as I said, I might be tempted to wait another 20 minutes, go to drjoy.com, download this, and play it for him.
Okay. I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, kiddo. Good luck. If I, there's anything I can do for either you or him, feel you know how to get a hold of me.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Patricia. Yeah, 855-99-DR-JOY. There really are moments, I think, in everybody's life where you can, and sometimes you can only see them in retrospect, but sometimes you really do have the sense that this is a defining moment, that I have two paths, or I have multiple paths, and what I choose here is going to have ramifications the rest of my life. We'd like to think that we can see those ahead of time, especially for bad decisions. Sometimes we can't. Sometimes it's not that they're not there, it's just we don't look. But there are times where it becomes pretty clear. Do I stay or do I go? Do I get some help or struggle on through? Do I take responsibility or try and finesse it? Do I do the work or just do some acting out? And you'd like to think that those decisions are obvious and straightforward. And sometimes they are, but a lot of times they're not. But this is one of those times where not much fun at all, and certainly not the way you'd want to be able to make your decisions, but it's... it's play ball time. It's, you know, doesn't make any difference what you wished, what could have or should have or you might have. This is where we are at this moment. What do you do? And I think to a certain extent it defines who we are as individuals. And you can see, hopefully it's a crisis situation, and most of us don't do all that well in crises. The panic is not a very helpful reaction, and it's quite often is the reaction to an overwhelming set of circumstances. And if panic worked, if panic was at all protective, I'd say, well, okay, you know, it's understandable. So, but it's not. It just means that any of the abilities that you have to be analytical, to be sensible, to be intellectual, to be responsible, just evaporate in a tide of adrenaline. Evaporating tides may be slightly, my metaphors may be slightly unsound in terms of hydraulics, but you get the point, right? 855. Okay, so I'm not a hydraulic engineer. You knew that. Electrical I can manage. Human factors I can manage. Optics I can manage. Not so much hydroelectrics. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, this seems vaguely relevant to Patricia's call. It turns out that Twitter today has banned users from posting revenge porn. In a move designed to crack down on abuse and harassment of the social media site, intimate images or footage uploaded without the consent of the person featured will no longer be tolerated. Hang tough with me here. The move comes after CEO Dick Costolo recently admitted that Twitter sucks when it comes to tackling online trolls. new rules posted in the privacy section of the site state you may not post intimate photos or videos that were taken or distributed without the subject's consent. While the latest Twitter tool bans users from posting personal information, videos, or photographs of another person, those who complain about explicit material will have to verify their identity and prove that they have not given permission for it to be publicly shared. So wait a minute. You have to prove that you didn't give permission. Right? As opposed to requiring, I don't know how they're going to enforce this. Users who violate the new revenge porn sites will have their accounts locked unless they delete the offending information. Those who repeatedly post such materials will see their accounts suspended. Susie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, hi, Dr. Joy Brown. My son was recently diagnosed with ADD.
Okay.
So now he's on medication. And
okay.
I just wanted to get your take on which ADD medication is the best for a 14-year-old.
Well, you know what? Let me be honest with you. I'm a psychologist, so I am not particularly oriented toward medications as opposed to therapy. And with it's actually called ADHD these days, that there have always been those two school of thoughts. One is that you medicate, and one is that you behavior modify. And I've always been of the second school, partially because of training, partially because of personality. So I'm probably not the best resource for it. What have they got them on, Ritalin or Adderall? What have they got them on?
No, Concentra or something like that. It starts with a C. Concentra.
Okay. How long has he been on it?
Just for about 2 weeks. He went on an 18 milligram, the lowest dose you could go on for the first week. He said it helped him a lot, but they told me to double the dose the second week and see what he thinks, which one he likes better, the double dose or the single dose. And he did say he liked the double dose better.
Okay.
So, and he likes it, but I heard a lot of people like Adderall, so I was wondering, and I can't think of it, I might be pronouncing the one he's on wrong, but I was just wondering if,
well,
you know,
but kiddo, first of all, who put him on it? Did a psychologist or psychiatrist put him on it, or his family physician?
No, we went to a psychiatrist.
Good.
But, you know, a psychologist actually evaluated him.
Great. Okay. All right. Good for you. Number one. Number two, what I would do is if it ain't broken, I wouldn't mess with it at this moment. If he seems to be getting some help from it, if the double dosage helped him more, if he doesn't seem to be having any side effects, if his schoolwork seems to be improving, if he feels that he's better able to go to school, if school's feeling better for him, I wouldn't mess with it right now. If he develops some problems, if either he's getting some side effects or it seems to not be as effective, then I think you go and with the physician revisit what are the options. But at this moment, I mean, there are always new drugs coming out. Do you have any particular objection to this drug?
No. But I always heard that Adderall was the best one.
Well, Adderall is the most common. Ritalin was the original, and then Adderall seemed to replace it. But you know, but again, I am not an expert in this field for two reasons. First of all, that I'm not in an active practice, and second of all, even when I was, that medication was not my primary way of dealing with school problems. So, but at this moment, I would argue that he's getting good results. He's not getting side effects. You're happy with it. He's happy with it. The physician's happy with it. I don't know that I would shop a medication at this moment until or unless this problem, this medication either stops being effective or begins to have side effects. So I don't think I'd mess with it. And the fact that other people got good results. Look, some people like Advil. Some people like Tylenol. Advil does nothing for me. Tylenol works and Aleve works the best of those three. And there's no particular, it's not that one is better. It's just that in my biochemistry, that one seems more effective than others. And I have friends who feel exactly the opposite. So you've got a successful experience here. I wouldn't mess with it.
Okay. You're okay, right. Okay, thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Until there is a reason, and you know, keeping an eye on it, making sure that he's feeling that. And Susie, I think the most important factor at this moment is that he's feeling good about it, that he's feeling compliant, he's feeling it works, and that's a major reason not to change it, is that he's feeling good about
it. I don't know if it's psychological or not.
Honey, exactly. Let me just tell you that 50% of the efficacy, the value of any medication is what you think will work, and that rings from everything from aspirin to antibiotics to Plavix, to everything, that how we view a medication is going to be the single most important factor, even more important than its bioactivity, in terms of if magic is anything that we believe will work. At this moment, he's feeling the double dosage works for him. I wouldn't mess with that right now, unless there's a good reason to, that either he's having nasty side effects or it stops being effective. I would leave it alone.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Susie. 855-99-DR-JOY. And that whole thing about placebo came out of teaching hospitals where, regardless of what the medication is that if you think it'll make you better, it'll make you better. If you think you're getting a sugar pill, even if you're getting a bioactive substance, you're not going to get any better. So it's one of those. Our minds, you know, our brains, our sense of what works is probably the single most important factor that we have in either feeling sick or getting better. Which is not to say don't go to a doctor. And it's not to say don't listen to your doctor. It's to say that we need to be aware of what's going on. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. So with this new Twitter thing, I'm not really convinced. Are you? I mean, it sounds to me that it's still in a gray area where you have to prove, which means somebody's already put up something of you being compromised, and you have to prove that you didn't want it up, which means, number one, it's already up. Mm-hmm. Number two, you have to have seen it. And number three, you have to convince somebody that you didn't okay it.
Right. Yeah.
Seems to me the wrong way of doing things. What can I tell you?
Yep.
But, I mean, look, this is becoming more and more of an issue, and we haven't begun to see even the tip of the iceberg, let alone the iceberg. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your limited close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.